Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, the next two segments will be a testament to modern technology, COVID, and dedication. First of all, the dedication is to Susie, who's off today. She's not working. She's not working, but she's so kind to us and wants to be a part of, is it Sloppy Seconds with Susie? What was the name we decided for this? Slice of Susie? Which one did you like best, Susie?
I like Slice of Susie. Sloppy Seconds.
Slice of Susie. Okay, let's go with that. Okay. Slice of Susie. I think, Dan, we will need an open soon. It took Devin.
Define soon.
This
by
year?
2:20. Yeah, no. Yeah. It took Devin wanted to control it. It took Devin 1 week before he was leaving for a new job to come up with his open. So I think we'll have to figure out something. But thank you for being a part of it. Now, I'm home.
Yep.
Because, well, COVID, and I'm getting my son off the bus and his health issues. Adam is home because, and now Jen's okay with saying it, the lobster, his great bride, tested positive. He has tested negative. But due to close contact, he's home. Laura, normally a part of this, but because there's only one person in the newsroom, she cannot be a part of it. So Cook is pushing all the buttons at this point.
Wow.
And then we're also counting on the technology at our place. So good luck to all of us.
Yes. So we need callers to call in and be a part of our fine game show where there's fabulous prizes.
We do need two callers to call in. We'll let the first person pick either if you would like to partner with me or Adam, and the second person is stuck with the next person. And whenever we see us sometime in life, the grand prize is a hearty handshake.
There you go.
That. So if you'd like to play in the game right now, we'd love to have two people call in. We'd love to have a million call in, but we'd love to have two that are willing to have some fun and participate with the game show. 651-461-9226. Adam, at this point, do you have a particular question you would like to ask Susie?
Where's that kind of dedication when she's actually at work?
Oh,
ooh, that so laugh! Funny. That laugh was one of those laughs like, I'll kill you when you're sleeping.
I'll kill you when you're
sinister.
This is tricky, though, Adam. I mean, I'm really sorry. Is Jen sick?
Yeah, she has a bad cold, pretty much. So
fever?
No fever. Nope.
Yeah. And you know, my son Ben got it.
It's everywhere.
Yeah, it's everywhere.
I did. Yeah, because you shared.
Yeah.
Didn't sound like Adam cared when you told him that. I mean, you instantly said. Yeah, I mean, you instantly said, "How's Jen?" You tell Adam that your son has it. Did you hear anything from Adam? I'm concerned.
No.
Well, you're the host. You're supposed to be the one talking there. That's it.
Me
makes
or
very awkward. No, Chad.
Oh.
I'm sorry to hear about Ben. I hope he's okay.
Thank you. Thank you. Onward and upward.
How is he? How is he?
He's still feeling kind of cruddy, to be honest. It's been about 8 or 9 days, and yeah, it knocked him over. He was vaccinated and boosted up, so this thing does not make sense to me.
It is baffling. The science is still overwhelming. We have a better chance to avoid significant illnesses, hospitalizations, and fatalities. But I can't fault anybody, in particular the two of you on the line right now, with Susie, with you about your son, and Adam, you about your wife, saying, wait a second, we're doing all the right things and we're still getting them.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, so on a Susie vacation, what is a Susie staycation? What takes place with that?
Oh my gosh, you're gonna be sleeping after the first two sentences. You know, I got in my car accident, right?
No, you know, yeah, I did not know that.
I did, yeah, in November.
Bad one.
So I have a little whiplash. So I've spent time at the physical therapist. Our friend Dr. Sheldon Burns has seen me. Mm-hmm. And so we're just trying to on the mend a little bit, and I'm not doing anything really exciting, to be honest. I'm taking it easy.
Well, I'm surprised I didn't hear about the accident. I'm very, very sorry about that.
That's okay. It was kind of a wing dinger.
Can we sue this individual for millions of dollars?
Well, I'm getting a new car out of it.
That's not bad.
They just totaled the car, so. Anyway.
Oh, jeez.
I know. Life just throws stuff at you all the time, Chase. All the time.
Is this the worst car accident you've ever had?
Yes. It was wild.
Adam, have you ever been involved in a bad car accident?
Yes. When I was a junior in high school? We were driving to Missouri for a baseball trip. And I was in a conversion van with about 8 other teammates and our coach driving, and we hit a patch of ice about 2 miles north of the Iowa border, and the van went end over end and then rolled into the median.
Wow.
Ooh. And we were in the back, none of us had seatbelts on, and the worst that happened was a kid in the back corner dislocated his shoulder, but, I mean, I was next to one of those big windows in the van. And I remember feeling the van start fishtail, and then we were going sideways down the freeway. And I grabbed the bottom of the bench seat and just held on. And it was like somebody had picked the van up and just started shaking it. And it was incredible. I mean, it was the fact nobody else got seriously hurt or killed was a miracle.
Yeah, no kidding.
That is. Dan, how about you? Anything bad?
Certainly nothing on that level. I did get into an accident where I totaled a car downtown. This was years and years and years ago when I was in college, and over the summer I was working for the county and managed to get my windshield. It was a rainy day, and I don't know if some water came off a building or something, but all of a sudden my windshield just flooded out. And as I'm trying to get the wipers going and look up to see where the water comes from, I'm now into an intersection which had a red light and whammo.
I have been fortunate, just some minor ones. The dumbest one, though, is tied to this radio station.
I love this story.
16 years old, I had handed out pamphlets on the patio at WCC Radio. In the 70s, they would have sons and daughters of employees. They could be people who were on air, sales, whatever it might be. We had pamphlets. I think, Adam, we still have like one pamphlet. Don't we have it like stapled up on the wall inside the booth at CCO?
Right? I believe so, yes.
Handed pamphlets out. But they also had a WCCO radio vehicle which drove the on-air folks. Okay? So they needed somebody. I turned 16 and I'm doing it. Let me just say there may have been a couple very, very prominent hosts who were jerks to me because saying I was too young to drive. Okay. Let me just say, for one of them, the jerk persona came very easily. And yes, he's one of the prominent big knockers in WCCO radio history. So all is going fine until Memorial Day weekend. Our house was at the bottom of just a bottom of a hill, not even a cul-de-sac, because it was just our house. And it's a very foggy Sunday morning. And I hit the defrost and wait and can see. But now, Susie, as I get to the top of the hill, all the fog comes back again.
Oh,
right?
No.
And I'm in the neighborhood. I'm going very slow. Now, what should I have done? I should have instantly stopped, correct?
Mm-hmm.
But no, I'm now going 20, 30 miles an hour. I got the defrost flying, but I'm now wiping the windshield from the inside, which you shouldn't do, but it's doing. And I'm going very slow. And the next thing I do, bang, head goes in the window, windshield. I'm bleeding. And what do? I, in the WCCO van, have hit a parked car.
Okay.
I've hit a parked car. A man comes out only in his underwear, screaming, MFing me to no end. How bleepity bleep bleep could you hit a parked car? And you know what?
I mean, you know.
I really had no excuse at the time. And he yells at me and finally goes, God, you're bleeding, aren't you? I go, I guess I am. And he starts yelling at me again. So I then had to drive. His car was damaged a little bit. CCO vehicle, not damaged much. I had to then drive it downtown, and the person who was the biggest jerk to me, who doubted me, guess who's got a Sunday, rare Sunday shift because it's a fair, and gets in the car, and I got a Band-Aid on my head. The car's dented. And if I remember right, the person wouldn't even get in the vehicle with me, said, I'm going to find another way to drive to the state fair.
Oh, we could play games, guess who it was, but that probably would be bad.
I'll give you one guess, just you, one guess. And if you get it right, I will say yes.
So I get to pick one heavy hitter, big-time person at the station that was rude to you and wouldn't get in the car after your accident because he feared you were inept at driving.
And apparently was right, let's be honest.
He had a point. I'm not saying.
I mean, the truth can't be controversial.
No. And this person, I assume, is dead.
No hints.
I don't.
This isn't the game
I
show.
I don't think I can give any clues at this point.
This is someone that treated you badly because you were your young punk. And I'm not going to say this in a disparaging way because I really like this person. And I think they're a beautiful broadcaster, but I think there might have been a little bit of superiority going on with this person. I'm just guessing Charlie Boone.
You are correct.
Yeah. But I was, didn't I say that nicely, though? Because he was a nice person to me and to many, many people. And he was an extremely talented broadcaster who has passed away.
Very talented.
Yeah.
Could separate his shoulder, patting himself on the back. There's no doubt about it, but had an amazing, amazing run.
Sid would have been another good guess.
Oh, my God.
His own dad.
For sure, my father would have been an incredible guest in all ways. Talented and also separating both shoulders, patting himself on the back. I mean,
and
no
not wanting to get in a car with you, too.
Yes, that's true. Although, I assume Charlie was a decent driver. There was no point in my father's life where he ever was a decent driver. Ever.
Really?
Worst driver I've ever driven with in my entire life.
Okay.
Not even close. And as I've told these guys, sometimes he would go 80 on the roads. More often than not, he'd go 40. Okay. He'd go really slow.
Yeah.
Somebody would pass him, look at him, and Adam, what would he say to the driver?
Farmer. This farmer.
He'd call him a farmer for some reason.
You know how fast those farmers really drive.
Farmer. Exactly. Okay. We need two calls.
We've got
participate.
Them.
Oh, we got them.
We
Excellent.
Are good to go.
Okay. The game when we come back. All right. It's time for the game show. Susie's the host. Normally, Laura's here, so we have one contestant. Today, we have two because Laura's involved in the news. Dan, who are our contestants?
First up, we have Scott Nakar. Scott, say hello.
Hello, WCCO.
There you go. And our second contestant is Angela in Maplewood. Angela, how are you doing?
I'm doing good.
Excellent. Angela, you get to pick first. Who do you want?
I pick Adam.
Wow.
Yes. Angela.
Very fragile. All right, Scott. We've been talking over the years a number of times. We're partnering up right now.
We are.
Angela, double A, they will go first.
All right. You ready?
Yep.
We're ready.
All right. Yep. Angela and Adam, what was the first soft drink in space? A, Pepsi. B, Dr. Pepper. Or C, Coca-Cola.
Angela, unless you know it for sure, I'm going to guess that it was Pepsi. I just have a feeling Pepsi had some sort of deal going on. But if you know for
yeah,
sure.
Yeah, I don't know for sure, but that was going to be my guess as well.
Good. Yeah. Pepsi. Sorry, Angela.
I've learned, Chad.
Don't say it. Yep.
I'm not saying it. To you guys now to try to have a turn at it. Again, it's either Dr. Pepper or Coca-Cola.
Scott, Dr. Pepper is so much more isolated than Coca-Cola. Don't you think it's Coca-Cola?
Oh, let's go Coca-Cola. Great stuff.
That's it. That's our answer. Thank you. Take that, Angela.
Wow. Tough in here. So the question is back to Angela. Angela and Adam, what is the most consumed manufactured drink in the world? A, coffee, B, tea, or C, pop, soda pop?
Oh, boy.
I'm thinking coffee.
You think coffee too? Yeah, I was going to say tea, but I think you're right. I think it is coffee.
Excellent.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Scott.
Boys.
This is interesting. Tea or pop?
Well,
which way you lean?
There's so many different kinds of pop or soda pop. So I'd have to go soda pop. When did you, Chad?
Well, it's worldwide, though, right? That's what you said, Susie?
That's true.
I'm thinking pop seems a little too obvious. I'm thinking we should go tea. What do you think about that?
Tea. Do you drink tea, Chad?
Rarely. I don't like it.
Yeah. Had to ask. I know it's not ask Chad anything, but... Let's go tea then. Let's go tea. You're in charge here. Let's do it.
Okay, let's go tea.
Wow. Angela and Adam. You guys are doesn't look good. Here's your next question.
Yeah.
What was the first toy to be advertised on television? Was it A, Mr. Potato Head, B, Barbie dolls, or C, Lincoln Logs? What was the first toy to be advertised on television?
I got to say, it's got to be Lincoln Logs, right?
Yeah,
definitely. Let's go Lincoln Logs.
Wow.
Picks
Angela,
these questions.
What's going on there?
It's not her fault.
Hi, Angela. My name's Chad.
Yeah.
I don't know
we're
if
not
we've
old
met
enough.
Yet.
We're not old enough. Good call, Angela.
All right.
Jeez.
Okay, go ahead and repeat the question for us, Susie. And then, by the way, we won't even – well, I guess we will need to play the next round. But go ahead. Repeat the question.
I think you might have won. What was the first toy to be advertised on television? Mr. Potato Head, Barbie doll, or Lincoln Logs?
And they went Lincoln Logs, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's got to be a Potato Head. I'm
really?
Old, and I think that's – yeah, I'd go Potato Head.
Oh, I we're differing again. I think Potato Head is very isolated. It's Barbie. I mean, Barbie's everywhere. Adam still hasn't a lot of Barbie dolls at home himself. Let's try Barbie just that. One more time.
No, let's try Potato Head.
I love it.
All right.
I love it.
We're going Potato Head. Potato Head's the answer.
Wow.
Yes.
Wow, that's amazing. That is a booty whomping right there, Adam.
Yeah, all well, we can do is tie now.
They can tie. They can tie. So we need one or else it's a booty whomping, which I don't know if that sounds pleasant or painful. I mean, maybe a little bit of both. I don't know. All right, Susie.
Let's save that for Adam.
Yeah. So this next round, gentlemen, goes to Chad's team. And, again, if you get it wrong, then the other guys can maybe make some ground up and we'll do a shootout. So what country
we need to get one right or they need to get one wrong.
Okay. What country has the most natural lakes, USA, Canada, or Botswana?
Okay, so that's Cook just being funny, adding Botswana, because we like to say Botswana on the show.
I see.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
What are the choices? Leaning,
U.S. or Canada or Botswana? Kind of leaning Canada. Well.
Yeah, I go Canada.
All right, let's go Canada.
Yep. God,
does that easier. Mean you win? Is that it, or should we give them one more chance?
No, that's it. That's
it. Because they couldn't dig out of that one.
Yeah. Guess when they took Angela, I'm sorry, they took our questions from the baby boomer edition of Trivia Pursuit.
I know, honestly.
Jeez.
What
did Benny Goodman play on the second song of his stint at the Copacabana in 1948?
Talk about sure.
Of us wishes he was born in the 1930s, and that's Grandpa Adam,
I'm a little disappointed you were so down on Botswana. Actually, I thought that was pretty good.
Yeah.
I mean, do you know how many lakes are in Botswana?
I'm just trying to decide if anybody here as a part of the game would like to apologize to me right now. I don't know. I'm trying to think. Anybody?
Angela, he means you because you should have picked him and then you would have won.
Yeah. Thank you, Susie.
I have nothing to say.
Wow. Really? Can I just sum up most of my life interacting with women? When I ask for apologies, they laugh at me and say they have nothing to say. I've heard that before, Angela. That's not the first time.
I'm sure you have.
Angela, you are great. Thanks so much. Keep listening. Appreciate it.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thanks
Susie,
for letting me play, guys.
Yes. Champion. How you feeling about
it? Oh, sky high, man. It's fabulous.
All right. You want to say anything to Adam? You want to insult? Want to insult Adam just real quick before you go?
That was a booty whopping. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yep.
Absolutely.
Yepers.
Absolutely. Yes. Thank you, co-champion. Susie, I appreciate the dedication on time off for joining us. I'm sorry to hear about the accident. I wish you only the best with your son. Love you, and we'll see you soon.
All right. Talk soon.
Susie Jones with us. The weather, and then a few more serious topics and a little bit of nonsense before we're done. Chad Hartman, Adam Carter, Dan Cook, on the home of the Twins and the Timberwolves, WCCO.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Would you, Adam Carter, we're past COVID. We got to be headed for a Britney tour now that she's got control of her life. Would you go see Britney Spears?
Yeah, I think so.
I think I would too. Dan, I'm guessing you're going to tell us no.
Not if you paid me.
$500 and you have to stay for a 2-hour Britney show.
I'm in.
Yeah. I didn't think your standards were going to be that high. I really didn't. Okay, let's get to the after effect of another horrible Michigan shooting, which we talked about the other day, and said again how tragic it is, and let's just remind ourselves that once again, not a single thing will change. Not a single thing. Not a single thing on mental health, not a single thing about guns, that our entire country should be ashamed that we are the worst on the planet in this area. And it's so many things, and if your default is just you're not coming for my guns, it's way more than guns. But yeah, guns are a part of it. And I understand the difficulty of how do we set it up where the individuals who follow the protocols and who are never involved in anything such as this dastardly act, that we don't make it so difficult for them and it's still so easy for criminals or those with serious mental health challenges to get a gun. But we say it all the time. Adam nailed it. Somebody walked in and slaughtered 20 first graders. Nothing has changed. We're the United States of America. Nothing changes off that. Unbelievable. I mean, just grotesque. Just grotesque. So here's one angle that the prosecutors are looking at. Regarding Ethan Crumley, they're looking at potentially charging the suspect's parents. So the semi-automatic handgun was from the home, killed 4 people, injured 7 others. This rarely, rarely happens. We now know at this point that the school twice, including that day, interacted with the parents about certain things with the child. We don't know all the specifics yet. We don't know yet whether the handgun purchased by the father had been locked or secured in any way at the home. The gun owners have a responsibility to keep the weapon on the hands of minors in Michigan, and they are barred from possessing guns in Michigan. Now, Michigan law does not require gun owners to lock up their weapons or keep them away from kids. Even in the 30 states that have passed some form of child access protection, research say the statutes are often not enforced. So, again, Michigan law does not require gun owners to lock up their weapons or keep them away from children. How difficult, Adam and Dan, does this seem then to prove to the parents if, by the way, the law says you don't have to lock it up? Man, I would think that wouldn't really be a tough law to look at. That if you have a weapon at your home, and you have kids in the home, to lock up the gun. I'm sorry. Tell me the downside of that. Now, I get that a lot of people have a gun for protection. And you never know how quickly you need that gun. We also know we have these cases too. So it's I get the default, Adam. And I want to know the responsibility too. Because this is a 15-year-old kid. And we've talked a lot. I've been the most outspoken among the three of us when we've had cases where it's been a derelict responsibility by a parent leaving a child in a car, leaving a gun out there. And the debate can be, well, if it's your own child, nothing will top that punishment. I agree. Your number one responsibility as a parent is to make sure your kid is safe. So what do you think about this one?
Well, I haven't said that about guns. I don't. I mean, to me, I think I've argued that, okay, if it's a if you introvert, you know, if as tragic as leaving a and neglectful as leaving a child in a car is, I don't think that compares to leaving a gun around where a child can get to it. And frankly, furthermore, on a law in Michigan, whether or not they had a law, I'm sorry, any responsible gun owner who does not lock up a firearm, if there are kids in the house, I don't care if it's a law or not, you are not a responsible gun owner, and you shouldn't be allowed to have guns if that's kind of how you handle them.
Right now, Dan, I don't understand why every state doesn't back up what Adam just said.
Well, sure you do.
If you, I mean, right.
You know what I'm saying. I mean,
you're 100% right. It's confounding, it's insulting, and it's the fear of one group, the gun lobby, not just the NRA, but the overall gun lobby over just bleepity bleep. I'm tempted just to swear and not give a damn about it. Common sense to say if you've got a weapon, you got to lock it up. But no, that would be some infringement. So, of course, we can't do anything about it.
And I'd like to know more details about the manner, because I think even without that law, there are more reckless and less reckless ways of storing whatever weapons you have in the house, of preventing your kids from getting to, you know, when I was growing up, my dad, obviously being a law enforcement officer, had multiple weapons in the house. They were put in a place that wasn't easy for my brother or I to get to as youngsters, but we knew where they were. You know, my dad never made any attempt to hide anything from us. It was, this is where I store my weapons. This is for work. You are not to go anywhere near this thing. And if you do, we'll paint your back porch red, you know. And it just took any of the fascination or the rebellion or the, you know, interest out of, that was dad's work stuff and we weren't supposed to go near it and that's it. There are ways to do that without, you know, going full gun case locker, which again, I'm fully for. But you know, there are more and less reckless ways. What was the guy in St. Paul that had the gun under the pillow or something? You know what I mean? Where if you have a situation where it's just clearly accessible to a child, then yeah, I still think you may have a case to go after the parents.
You think there's going to be any change in this area?
Legally, no. No, and they're not going to pass a law to restrict, you know, to force you to lock it up. But
And my point is, if you are dumb enough to leave a gun around where and not educate your children on the safety of guns and how dangerous they are, and you are so negligent that you leave a gun around, I don't know what a law does. You think like somebody does that and say, well, oh boy, you know, I used to leave my gun out, but now it's against the law, so I better put it away. I just don't think that's, you're either a responsible gun owner or you're not. And that law to me doesn't really do a damn thing, honestly.
So because it's the house and because we wouldn't know, even if it was a law, it still really wouldn't change it because who's going to be not? We would only find out about it for the extreme examples like what happened.
Sadly, I think so, yeah.
But at the same time, if there existed a law like that, it would make prosecution of the parents a whole lot easier than what they're facing right now, right?
Yeah. I mean, yeah, that's, you know, if you've got the worst case scenario and a tragedy happens that adds a layer of prosecution to it or prosecution at all, then I guess that is worth it. But, oh, boy, to me, it just seems like that's legislating absolute stupidity.
All right, I want people to react on this, agree with what we're saying, disagree with what we're saying. You can text us, 651-461-9226. 651-461-9226. All right, just one aside, and I do appreciate the text, but the text on COVID where, hey, I got it, and I didn't get sick, so what's the big deal? Are people really this heartless? Are you just that cavalier? Are you just that selfish? 780,000 people have died, okay, from COVID. Let's say, and by the way, more people I trust say that we've underreported it. But let's say you're right. It's over-exaggerated, okay? And there's no proof of that, by the way. None, zero, no credible proof. Let's say it's 500,000. That's okay. There's millions who've died across the globe. That's okay. This idea that, I didn't get sick, so it's no big deal, and listen, it's just freedom. You have to follow protocols every single day. Every single day. And you've had vaccine requirements throughout your life. It is so selfish that people are saying this to others because, and I'm glad, I am, as much as I'm disagreeing with this texter, I am genuinely glad that you did not have a serious illness. I am glad that Jen is not sicker than she is right now. That doesn't mean millions haven't died, that millions haven't been very sick, and that millions still don't deal with the ramifications every single day. Okay, back to the conversation about guns. Precisely, we have to teach responsible gun safety in the same way we should teach responsible driving, safe sex, and anything where consequences have lifelong ramifications. Should we be more prominent, Adam, in parts of our life, maybe even in growing up, on training regarding guns?
I think so. I think that that gun safety is something that even if you are not, you know, something that you deal with on a day-to-day basis, would absolutely be something beneficial to many of our young people.
More text here. I grew up on a farm in small town Minnesota. There's literally a gun in the corner by the door of my parents' kitchen. I never mess with it. I think if you know your child has issues, you should definitely make sure the guns are locked up. I can't even tell this person how much I disagree. Because, Dan, you know how many times we've been surprised as parents? You know how many times we hear from parents who said, I never, ever, ever would have expected this? There are sometimes you have parents who are amazing at what they do. They are amazing. And their kid gets in trouble all the time. Or vice versa. The parents are incompetent. They don't care. They're not there. And you know what? The child turns out phenomenal. I'm not saying parenting doesn't matter because it does a lot. But this idea that everybody knows their kid, and so I know my kid, and I don't have to do a damn thing, is just naive.
Yeah, it's unfortunate. It's an unfortunate generalization. Because like you said, yeah, there's been so many cases where this stuff seems to come out of nowhere. And, you know, parents that wouldn't be classified as good parents end up with great kids. I mean, it just, that can't be the answer. There's situations, obviously, or the exceptions where, you know, it may be more or less appropriate to have the weapon out in the house, but you can't generalize like that. No.
All right, let's wrap it up here. I believe in the United States of America, and I believe in freedom, and that's why I'll be on this show tomorrow at noon. Adam, where will you be tomorrow? Actually, where will you be tomorrow at noon?
Not on your show.
Where will you be 6 to 9?
Sitting right where I am right now on Wake and Bake, a Friday edition of Wake and Bake.
You are back on the morning show. Dan, you'll be here. What do we have coming tomorrow?
We got lots of great stuff coming tomorrow. Unfortunately, I will not be here. I'm on a trip to Arizona for my cousin's memorial service. So,
and we wish you only the best.
Thank
with
you.
That, because it's very sad what's happened, and I wanted to give you a chance to say that And this is something that couldn't happen right away. So only the best to you and your family. Enjoy the afternoon, everybody. The Paul and Jordana Show is next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.